Can I find houses to flip or wholesale on Zillow?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
All right, so this one says, can I find houses to flip or wholesale on Zillow? Okay. Remember what I just said earlier about things that feel like, oh, you could just, it's easy, right? You know, obviously going to Zillow.com and just looking at houses for sale by owners and calling them seems easy until you try it. Okay. But I agree with you. I got myself. We don't use the word easy. It's not relevant in entrepreneurship, in business. Even in life, it's not relevant. You're not going to be like, tomorrow morning I want to go to work, but it's not easy to wake up in the morning. It's not relevant. You got to go to work. Okay. It's the same thing in business, right? But with that being said, allow me to use the word easy. Okay. Calling for sale by owner is going to be one of the most painful process for you. Why? Because there's a reason why that person listed their house for sale by owner. Two possible reasons, right? Well, there's about 20 different reasons, but let me give you just two, right? They don't want to pay a realtor, right? They don't want to pay a realtor 6% or 3%. They want to keep most of the money, okay? They believe that in this time and age, there's internet. So why would I give away my money when there's internet and everyone have access to the same Zillow? And they're kind of right. Okay, they're kind of right. The problem is that you're going to waste your time calling those people thinking you can negotiate 40 to 50 cents on a dollar, and they're going to crush you out potentially, right? Okay, so that's one. Another reason why they have listed that property on there potentially is, you know, they want the full price, right? Remember I said they want to save money, right? The other side is they want all the money, right? But you may say, yeah, but some people don't mind. Maybe the house has sat there for a while and they're just looking for a way to get rid of it. You may be right, but that's the exception. That's one out of every 1,000 houses. So it really comes down to this, right? It feels easy. The reason why people ask this kind of questions, either should I drive for dollars or should I go on Zillow, all this quote-unquote hacks, right, is because it feels easy. Okay, for as long as you continue to, your energy continue to be drawn to things that feel easy, you will fail in this game. If you get lucky the first time, you're not going to get lucky the second time. The only way to have 100% luck in this game, 100% chance that you're going to win, is to learn marketing. And you don't go on Zillow to market unless you're targeting homeowners on Zillow, people that like Facebook pages on Zillow, right? That are homeowners, unless you're targeting them so you can attract them to fill out your form because they have a house to sell. That's attraction marketing. That's something that we cover here, right? But again, if you're going there to go pick up the phone and call them, you're forgetting that you're burning time. That's time. That's precious time. That's the most valuable thing for you in life. And you're going to have to go through 1,000 calls before you find somebody that will say, you know what? Yes, I've been waiting for you to come and take my house away from me at 40 to 50 cents on a dollar. Right? Not right. So can you find a deal on Zillow? I think all marketing strategies work. The question is, are you going to keep working until it works? Is it going to take longer? Is it going to be a little bit of a frustrating process for you? I think Zillow, just like driving for dollars, is going to be frustrating for most people. The only thing you can go to Zillow to go look at is Zestimate, just so I can know what to offer a lead that has already called me. That's the only thing I go there to look for. Zillow is for retail buyers. It's for retail sellers. It's for people to list a house that they need to sell. For you, for what you're trying to do here, it's a marketing game. It's about numbers. It's about data. It's about learning how to convert data to deals. And if it involves too much manual work, going through all those numbers and then calling them one-on-one at a time, you're going to expose yourself to frustration and you're just going to be like, okay, it doesn't work. And then you're going to have resentment against the business simply because you wanted the easy route. The easiest route in this business is to learn marketing, learn how to market. Because not only can you make money wholesaling real estate, you can use that skill set in every other aspect of business and entrepreneurship. When you finally learn the skill set of attracting people to you and getting them already sold before they even open their mouths. That's the skill set that we want to cover, and we want to continue to train our people inside of 11 Days Challenge. And if you are concerned about me overselling it, I'm sorry. Okay, that's just how it goes here. Okay, but I guarantee you, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Okay, hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.